Good morning, afternoon, or night. Whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you are having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. Words are important to us, right? They're all around us, on street signs, advertisements, the internet. They're everywhere because, well, we use them to communicate. In fact, we know that relationships work better when there is... Come on, say it with me. Communication. Words have the power to shape reality. God's words literally created reality. In Genesis 1:3 it says, "And God said, let there be light." In verse 5, God called that light day, and the darkness he called night. The rest of the chapter is filled with God saying words, and those words creating things. Do I need to remind you of John 1? It starts off, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And we read that through Him, the Word, all things were made. Of course, we know that the Word is Jesus, and while God created reality, Jesus in flesh and blood changed reality. And I don't mean He saved us from our sin, which, let's face it, is the biggest change in our reality ever. But I mean, as He walked and talked with people, He changed their reality all the time. By His words, Jesus told the lame man at the pool of Bethsaida, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." And guess what happened? The dude got up and walked. That was in John 5, if you want to check that out. And remember the storm in Matthew 4 when the disciples were spazzing out and Jesus was knocked out comfortably below the ship? He used His words to change reality again, the reality of nature itself, by saying, "Quiet, be still." And sure enough, that's what happened. In Matthew 8, there was some demon trouble with these two men, and Jesus only had to say, "Go," and they went. He didn't even have to touch Lazarus to bring him back from the dead. He stood outside the tomb, called him out, and the guy's reality went from death to life. So we've seen a few examples of the power of words from God and Jesus, but of course, they're God and Jesus, so where do we fit into the scheme of things? Well, on our own, it isn't pretty. James 3, verses 5 to 10 tell us that our tongue and words are like fire. They may be small, but even a spark can cause a whole forest fire. It says, starting in verse 7, "All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in the likeness of God. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing." My brothers and sisters, this should not be. And yet, this is the power of the human word on its own. And every one of us knows what that is like, to have someone's words or even our own cause damage. Our words, unmotivated by the love of God, destroy reality. And that's the reality of our sinful nature. Even Christians can cause this kind of damage. I mean, Paul was dealing with Christians like this all the time. But praise God, he didn't leave us to our own destruction, right? Even when we look at the aftermath of a fire, it takes time, but those ashes become the soil where new life starts to grow. Trees and plant life return, oftentimes healthier than before, and the animals return again. Reality is renewed and restored, and only God can bring life from death. Only God can make our words into life-giving, edifying encouragement for others. Paul states in Ephesians 4:15, "Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ." In Christ, this could be the true power of our words. The gospel offers us hope that our words can become words of reconciliation rather than destruction. How have you used your words this past week to bring reconciliation, to bring healing and encouragement to people in need? Make God the source of your words and watch how He changes reality around you. Thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.